This is HDN.
Wayne Gretzky, the only man I'd have sex with, Wayne Gretzky. I'd be intimate with Wayne Gretzky.
September 25th. Look at that. It's a Thursday. Jamie and Lisa in the Beaver Bank Bunker.
And the first one of you out there that says and tells us it's 3 months until Christmas is going to get a smack upside the head.
I should have figured that out, actually, because it's been, well, let's see, it's been 6 months since Costco first put their decorations up. So another 3 months until, yeah.
We're right on track.
Yeah, pretty much.
I'm going to take a moment and make you feel old.
Oh, great. Thanks.
Wayne Gretzky is going to become a grandfather.
Yeah, I heard that.
Paulina Gretzky, daughter of the NHL Hall of Famer, announcing day before yesterday on Instagram that she is indeed expecting with...
Announcing, as only Paulina does, with a few pictures.
Yeah, her and her PGA golfer fiance, Dustin Johnson, expecting. She's 25. No word on when the baby is due, but she announced it by just...
She's 25?
No.
I need to tell you some... I can tell you a few Gretzky stories. Well, I was at his wedding, first of all.
Yeah, that's right. You went to the wedding.
Yeah, I was there. I mean, that's kind of wild because that means that was over a quarter of a century ago.
At least.
And she was pregnant.
Janet?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, I think maybe.
That was what the whispers were in and around Edmonton. Because they got married in Edmonton, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Had he already been transferred to... listen,
no.
Make it sound like a corporation. Had he been transferred to the LA office at that point?
No, you know what? It was the same summer, though. It was so special to Edmontonians. Everybody was there. I felt so honored to actually be in the front doors. I was I was junior correspondent for the radio station.
Oh,
but
really? Is that how you got in?
That's how I got in.
God.
It's not like Wayne and I were best buddies and I was standing up there with him. I managed to get in. I saw a lot of it.
That's
but
so
it was
cool.
Televised, you know, as well. The whole city was watching. I mean, that
it
was
televised in
sure,
Edmonton?
Sure. It was our royalty.
Now, what year was that? Because as soon as we started talking about this, 1988 popped into my mind. It was 88, was it?
Yeah, it was 88. Well, yeah, we'll work it out. Now we can figure out if she was pregnant or not at the time. So
there we go. You guys do the math and let us know. You did so well with that other problem that we posted on our Facebook page. So tackle this one.
Now, I'll never forget, I was at a hockey game with my dad. He had season tickets from the very beginning of the Edmonton Oilers. But down a couple of rows... And just over on the other side of the aisle were Wayne Gretzky's tickets. Those were the tickets that his fiance, Vicky Moss, used to sit in all the time. We'd see Vicky Moss sitting there.
Okay.
There was this one game I went with my dad and we looked down and there was this striking woman sitting in that seat. And she was just wearing just a plain white t-shirt and jeans.
Yeah.
But something about her, like absolutely beautiful.
Goddess-like.
To the point where I don't think I've ever seen natural beauty like that ever before.
Yeah.
Until I met you, of course, my dear.
Don't even bother. It's okay.
Sorry, Tim. Like, it wasn't because she was made up in an evening gown or, you know, and all that stuff. It was a t-shirt, faded jeans, probably acid washed at the time, in the 80s. And everybody around was like elbowing, like, look at her. Wow. And she's watching the game. And it turned out that was Janet Jones.
Oh,
and that
my.
Was the first time that we had ever laid eyes on her. And I guess she was sitting in Vicky Moss's seat. So they probably, I don't think they were Vicky Moss's seats. I think they were Wayne's.
I think
and
so. And he pulled those tickets.
She came to Edmonton. Yeah. I guess, Vicky, can I have those tickets back? I have someone else I want to give them to. So that was the first time I had ever laid eyes on her. So I've seen her in movies before and the police academies and, you know, stuff like that.
Oh, was she in those films?
She was in one of them, I think, one of the sequels. But I've seen her before on TV, on movies. Doesn't do her justice. I've never seen somebody with more natural beauty in my life than Janet Jones.
And she still looks fantastic to this. Well, I mean,
and
the daughter
their
is stunning.
Daughter. Yeah.
Yeah. And she got the best of everything.
Mm-hmm. Except she can't play hockey worth a damn.
No.
I bet. So she didn't get quite the best of everything. Mm. But 25 years and now she's pregnant. So that means Wayne's going to be a granddad. He's only
let's
a year
all,
older than me.
Let's
That's
all
scaring
feel
me
old
now.
Together, shall we?
Wow. Mm. I saw his first, he had a bad acne problem the first time he hit the ice.
Did he?
I remember, he was only 17 years old.
Oh, I suppose, yeah.
And everybody was there pointing, going
he
like,
he was younger than Sid, wasn't he?
That's the guy. Well, he was too young to be in the NHL. And that's why he went into the WHA, because we said, sure, we'll have you. What the hell? We have no rules.
Yeah.
And so that's how he joined the Edmonton Oilers. And then a couple of years later, they merged over into the NHL.
Became part of the NHL. Well, and I don't know if I've said it before on this podcast, but if I have, I'm going to say it again. Wayne Gretzky's father, Walter, by far, of all the celebrities, politicians, royalty, you name it, that I've interviewed over the last 25 years, bar none, Walter Gretzky has always been my favorite guest.
He's just a nice man.
He is just, he's Canada's grandfather. Mm-hmm. That's the only way I can describe him.
Think about it, now he's Canada's great-grandfather.
He'll be thrilled.
You know, the sad thing about Walter Gretzky is because he had that brain aneurysm. And that messed up his short to long-term memory.
Yeah.
And so there's a whole chunk of his life that he can't remember.
No.
And he'll come and say hello to you like he'd never met you before.
Exactly. Every time you meet him, it'll be the first time for him. It's, kind of sad.
normally you just call that guy a big douchebag, but no, he actually has the aneurysm to prove it.
Oh, talk about sad endings. Seeing a lot of pictures on social media of the Oxford Theatre.
Mm-hmm.
They have taken down the iconic sign.
Not just the part that said Empire. They've actually taken the whole thing?
The whole kit and caboodle.
Why would they do that? The whole marquee?
I don't know. The whole thing. Now, fingers crossed.
From what I've seen in other markets, Cineplex does respect heritage.
Yes.
And so they will put that facade back up there.
Good. Because the Oxford just ain't the Oxford without that big lit up marquee. Yeah. I mean, that's so classic.
Although I hated when they put Empire on the marquee there. That kind of, maybe they're sandblasting the crap out of that.
Well, once again, Halifax Transit coming to residents to come up with a new name for the newest Harbour Ferry. It's supposed to go into service in 2015. Now, earlier this year, we voted on the name the Christopher Stanix for the fourth Halifax Harbour Ferry. And, now they've got another one that is going to be coming into play, so they need a new name. Until Sunday, October 12th, you can vote online at halifax.ca/surveys. Put your submission in there. They're going to narrow it down to a short list. And then I guess the selection committee that is headed up by the mayor will decide on the final name for the newest ferry.
So what would the criteria be? I mean, who would you name it after? What would you name it? Like, if it's not a person, just call it the Little Christer. Here comes the Little Christer now.
Well, I think the name that I liked last time around was the Vince Coleman.
Yeah, but that's kind of, if you remember, Vince Coleman is the guy from the vignette who was trying to stop the trains.
Well, he wasn't just from the vignette. I mean, he's an actual figure in history.
But they raked him. He wasn't a big figure in history.
Oh, nobody knew who the hell he was.
They found Vince Coleman from the ashes of the Halifax explosion.
And they made him a star.
They made that man a star. But to name it the Vince Coleman, that's kind of like, I don't know.
Oh, no. Okay, it's not like we're calling it the Emo or the Mont Blanc, for Christ's sake.
You know what? That was going to be my suggestion.
Anyway, halifax.ca/surveys if you want to name the next ferry.
Now, if you're a regular listener to this podcast, you've heard us talking about the Dare to Dream lottery.
Yes.
And we've talked about it a lot. We actually did the podcast from the home. And, well, we put the word out there that they were getting kind of desperate there at the end because they weren't even going to hit the break-even mark. And it looks like now they have had a bit of a reprieve.
Yeah, a couple of reprieves, actually. First of all, they have gone to the Alcohol and Gaming Commission and have been given the okay to extend the sale of tickets. So now, tickets are going to be sold until midnight October 30th.
So for anybody that wanted to move into the house, you know, next month, you're going to be out of luck there.
Yeah, so the final draw date is now going to be November the 14th.
Mm-hmm.
The 50-50 prize, the grand prize draw for the $1.2 million home and all the other draws will be finished up on November 14th, 9:30 a.m., right at the house at 205 Willow Ridge in Waverly.
However, if they don't make their money.
Well, yeah, the letter that they sent out to all the folks who bought tickets reads as follows. Dare to Dream Lottery open exclusively to Nova Scotia residents. In the event the lottery is unable to provide unencumbered title to the prize home, according to the lottery schedule, the association may, at its discretion, provide a cash payout equal to $600,000, excluding any HST taxes, etc., in lieu of the prize home.
Okay.
Translation?
If they don't make their money back, enough money so that they at least break even on this.
Right.
They will give away $600,000 rather than giving away the house.
The house.
Because $600,000 would be the break-even mark right now. So normally, I would be furious. As a ticket holder,
well, I was just gonna
would be completely furious. You know, I paid to see a high diving act, and I'm going to see a high diving act. We bought tickets for a dream house. I want to win a dream house.
Mm-hmm.
$600,000 is nothing to sneeze at, but it's a $1.2 million house that I bought tickets for. So, of course, they will offer refunds.
Yes,
for
they
anybody
are.
who's really upset by this whole thing.
Yeah, the asterisk is there that you can get your money refunded at any time.
However, let's take a step back.
Yeah.
Initially, you remember, I was a bit
PO'd.
Yeah, I was a bit upset by this whole thing. But the fact is, the two ladies, and I'm talking two people. Now, they got a group of people around them.
Mm-hmm.
But there were two people that put this whole thing together.
Mm-hmm.
And they said, you know what? This other place is giving away a house. We can do it too. Their heart was in the right place. They put it together to help out Bryony House.
Mm-hmm.
They were doing it for a good cause. One of the women put her own house
on the line.
And together, they got all of the prizes, all of the vehicles, all of the, you know, everything themselves.
That's right. They didn't hire a big fancy company from Upper Canada to do a turkey lottery like
the
somebody
QE2.
Else does. Yeah.
No, and they do that.
Mm-hmm.
It is a big endeavor. And for those two to bite off this much and to succeed the way they did, I think they deserve a round of applause. And they sure as hell don't deserve to lose not only their shirts, but the charity that they originally put this lottery together to help out, Bryony House.
Yeah.
You know, and if you had won that house, would you have felt right moving into this thing, knowing that the charity that it was supposed to help was taking a big time bath? $600,000 is nothing to sneeze at. You still have all of those vehicles, all of those other prizes that are up for grabs. All of those are going to be drawn for.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just one of those caveats that's there just in case they don't sell enough tickets to break even. So not only do I want them to break even, I want them to make some money for Bryony House. I mean, there are reasons why there aren't that many house lotteries in this city.
No.
It's not an easy endeavor.
No, exactly. I mean, others have certainly tried. St. Mary's University did it for a few years.
And aren't doing it anymore.
And they're not doing it anymore. I mean, the reason the QE2 has established themselves as the go-to place for house lotteries in this city.
They are advertising the crap out of that. I mean, every time you turn on the TV, every 5 seconds, there's a commercial on there and on radio and in the newspapers and the whole bit. Like, Dare to Dream Lottery, they tried.
Yeah.
But, you know, when
well,
it's one of those things,
they just didn't have the resources that the QE2 Foundation has.
And one of those resources is a company that does nothing but put these lottos together.
Amen.
For various cities. So I think you did a damn good job there, ladies, and you should give yourselves a round of applause. And I'm glad that the Gaming Commission has given you this reprieve, and I hope we do sell a whole whack of tickets. And if you don't have a ticket,
get
one
now.
Yeah, they're still going to be available until when?
Midnight, October 30th.
Great Halloween present for somebody.
There you go.
It's the same website, daretodream.ca. And I'm sure that that's where you can find the information if you aren't happy.
Absolutely.
As well. You can talk to them about a refund or whatever.
You can actually apply for it online right there.
They're not shysters. Bryony House has helped them and so many people out. They just love that charity so much.
And finally, told you about this a while back. We do have the final details now on Kenny versus Spenny coming to Halifax.
Yeah.
It has been confirmed that the duo will be performing at the Rebecca Cohen on Friday, November the 7th. They've starred in 6 seasons of their competition-based Kenny versus Spenny show. And this live performance is, it's an interactive evening, they call it. There's a Q&A afterwards as well, some heated debates, and, of course, random humiliations may break out knowing these two.
Boy, if my older brother and I had only capitalized on this, that's
seriously
like the story of our lives.
Tickets go on sale Friday morning, by the way, at 10 a.m. SonicConcerts.com to buy your tickets online.
Hey, yes, before we go, I want to congratulate our Neptune Theater ticket winner.
Oh, yes. Who's going to see Under Milkwood?
With Jeremy Webb, it's going to be Chris Bauer.
Hey, congratulations, Chris. Enjoy that show.
Yeah, Chris is going to be going to see it on Saturday.
Perfect.
So enjoy that. Thank you, Jeremy, for the tickets. And you have yourself a great day. We'll be back on Friday.
Until then.